When we say that Krishna assumes a childlike form, does that mean that there is some other form that is original of Krishna, and just to reciprocate, he takes up this form? Not exactly. Sometimes certain words are used because to convey some philosophical points. So when it is said that we all come from God, everything comes from God. Gita Daily article also in this topic. That is, it refers to something in a time denominational sense. It's in a sense of philosophical dependence, not in a fair sense of chronological evolution. So we are also eternal, and so in that sense there is no time when we didn't exist and God existed. We are co-eternal with God. Or if we say that, for example, with respect to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's manifestation, that the two became one, that the one absolute truth manifested as two divine couple, ekatmanam api vadeha bhedau gatam tam. So Chaitanya Charitamrita says that the one absolute truth manifested as two for the reciprocation of love, and now the two have become one because Krishna wants to experience life from Radha's perspective. So now when the word become is used over here, but this is not in a time denominational sense, time progressional sense. It's more in a sense of philosophical dependence, or conveying the philosophical point over there. So similarly, it's not that there is a time when Krishna did not exist and then he starts existing and then he stops existing. It's not like that. That there's some form existed before Krishna manifested as a child. It is just that Krishna has different manifestations. Advaita machyutam anadim anantarupam. So now we may say that one particular form is the original form, and other forms manifest from that. And yes, Anand Vrindavan Champu, which is a well-known book written by, which is a prominent book on Krishna Leela written by Kavi Karnapur, states that actually Krishna's original form is the form of the Kaishora, and from the Kaishora Rupa, the Bala Rupa and the Pauganda Rupa, the Kumara Rupa and the Bala Rupa manifest. So this implies that actually we could say that it is Krishna's that form which is original, but again that is more in the sense that the Madhurya Rasa is considered the complete Rasa, and other Rasas manifest from are subordinate to that supreme Rasa. But this is again not in the time denominational sense. It's meant to convey a particular philosophical point. So it's not, so in that sense Krishna's assuming a particular form is not that there is some other form original and from that this comes, but it is just that Krishna is choosing to manifest in different forms for different purposes. So it's to convey a philosophical point, not to convey a time progressional sequence. Thank you.